Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what'd you think of the David Wright send-off?
Well, you know what I said. I told you this off the air. Now, I guess it was on him. But I wanted to see him play a game. I mean, was he only capable of playing four innings and that was it?
I think that's the answer.
I guess.
I think there's a reason why he's done, because I don't think he can play. And so this was almost a nice send-off where he's able to come back. He had the pinch hit appearance on Friday, swung at the first pitch, grounded out. And then what happened on Saturday, what was, I don't want to say amazing because it means that I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. We knew this was coming. Every seat in that ballpark was filled.
Yeah, you could see. Yeah.
It was a sellout crowd. There was a playoff atmosphere. The crowd gave him multiple standing ovations. They even treated Jose Reyes very well, and he got his send-off yesterday. I don't know what I was expecting and what was going to happen. He fielded one ground ball to third base fine. It was an easy play.
He walked and probably should have struck out. The pitches looked like they were down in the middle to
they,
me.
They certainly
did. Swing the bat there, David, all right?
And then he pops up. And I don't know if you got to see this because most
the
humans.
Foul out?
Well, not just the foul out, but after the game or after that at bat, David gets pulled out. He gets the great ovation. But for those at the game, we sat through it because word had come out that David was going to speak to the crowd after the game. So everybody's waiting. Everybody's staying. Nobody's leaving early. Yet we have to watch eight more horrific innings of baseball. Yeah, it was an awful game. The Mets couldn't hit. The Marlins couldn't hit. Yep. The Mets are putting guys on base. They can't get the big hit. It was so bad to watch. But here's what happened. Peter O'Brien, he's the first baseman who caught the pop-up.
Right.
He was treated like John Rocker for the rest of the night. He got booed every time he came up. He got booed every time he fielded a ball.
Okay, at some point, that was got cut out to the Penn State, Ohio State
game. Yes, because you're sane.
Which was a tremendous game.
Because I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, well, that's what I did.
You're lucky.
You know?
For those of us who were there, sure, we had the moment of getting to see David's retirement, but we had to watch that garbage.
I guess David went into the booth with Gary and Keith.
He did. I saw him.
I didn't hear that.
And the radio booth.
And then you, he did as well in the radio?
Yeah.
And then you told me that he spoke after the game, right?
He did. Well, that's why everybody stayed.
Right. No,
it wasn't
I know.
For the fireworks, I'll tell you that.
That's right, that fireworks, though.
No one stayed for the fireworks because after David made his speech, the whole ballpark emptied out.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was what you'd expect, how much he loved the fans and appreciated it. And you know, I got asked this a few times, did you cry at David Wright night? I got emotional.
Cry.
Yeah, I got emotional one time.
Did
and
you?
That was when his wife and his daughter threw out the first pitch. That was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Because I remember what he said at the press conference about how he wanted his daughter to see him play. So that was kind of sweet. But outside of that, it was business as usual watching it. It does make you think and appreciate what he did here, which a lot of times you don't appreciate while it's happening. I mean, the guy spent his whole career here.
Yeah.
We can't say that about anybody outside
of
Ed Kranepool.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
That is special. And I think the Met fans were great. They gave him the proper send-off. And that's it. I mean, his number should be retired at some point. I'm not sure when.
They'll do it next year, so that'll be another sellout.
I don't think it'll be next year.
You don't think so?
I think they're going to wait till the contract's over, I would assume.
Oh, maybe. Oh, maybe.
It doesn't have to be now. It could be anytime.
No, it could be anytime.
Yeah. I actually like waiting because you give it more time away. I think if you do it next year, well, we just celebrated him. I'd almost wait 3 years. That's the way I look at it.
Really? That long?
Well, they waited a while for Piazza. I know it was for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's why.
But still, they waited a while. I think that made it more special because when they had the night a few years ago, Mike hadn't played for the Mets in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
So, look, they could do it whenever they want. I'm just, my humble opinion is I'd wait a little bit.
Yeah.
And Reyes got his send-off yesterday.
He actually got a double to start the game.
I know.
And how about the fact that he had McNeil? There's no way McNeil should have been sacrificing in that spot.
You know why.
But he did it just to set David up for an RBI.
Yeah. Well, what made me laugh is Saturday, I forget which of the extra innings, which luckily you're watching Penn State.
No, I was. I was doing it.
Reyes lays down a bunt to move the winning run to second. And my brain starts telling me, isn't this going to be funny? Reyes' last at-bat as a Met again is going to be a bunt.
That is funny.
Except this time it'll be a sacrifice.
Well, he played yesterday, though.
Yeah, he ended up playing yesterday, and they took him out early.
Right,
and
right.
I don't think the Mets or Marlins cared about playing yesterday because the game took about 2 hours.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the great line Keith had with David?
No.
So David's in the booth, and he says, "Keith, you paid me my greatest compliment. You said I could have been played on that 86 team." And Keith goes, "Yeah, but you probably would have batted seventh."
And as I already said,
and he wasn't joking.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he
goes,
wasn't.
"You're not batting third."
he wouldn't have been batting third.
No,
right.
We know that.
Right.
The Yankees had a very meaningless weekend. Yep. If you care about
records. But they won 100 games, and they broke the home run record.
Yeah, and Andujar broke the rookie double record.
Right.
You mentioned the home runs. They win 100 games, which is a cool accomplishment. But the Yankees and Red Sox didn't care about these games. Rightfully
so.
No, there's nothing to care about.
No.
And so we'll wait now on Aaron Boone's decision for the wild card game. It's looking more and more like the A's are going to go bullpen day, and Liam Hendricks will be the quote-unquote opener for that game, and they'll go bullpen the rest of the way. But I got great news for Yankee fans. I read this quote, and he may not have used the word guarantee, but essentially Jairus Familia has guaranteed the A's are going to win the game.
Are you serious?
So congratulations, Yankee
fans. Really?
Essentially.
Come on.
He basically said that.
You know, Jairus, he's been an A for 10 minutes. He's guaranteeing. You know,
got a great bullpen.
He's a guy who's been as bad as anybody in the playoffs. I mean, come on.
He did have the 6-out save in Game 5 against the Dodgers.
Okay, that's true.
That meant a lot to me.
It did.
And as far as today's concerned.
Downhill after that.
Yes, it did. Today is awesome. And today is weird. Because we have two tiebreakers, two teams tied for division leads. So we have two one-game playoffs to determine division winners. But the loser
still plays.
Goes to the wild card game.
It takes something away from it.
Well.
It does.
What are you going to do?
I know, I understand.
It's the way the format is.
I mean, they're going to sell. Well, obviously, the winner's going to celebrate winning the division.
The winner has to celebrate.
Yeah,
of course.
Right,
they accomplished
right,
something.
They did. They won the division.
The
That's
loser
true.
Gets a second shot.
Right.
And what I thought was fascinating, and it really was a big decision for the Brewers more than anybody else. I think everybody else, it's self-explanatory on what you're going to do. I guess the Rockies could have held back Germán Márquez if they wanted, just in case. So here was the Brewer situation going into this game against the Cubbies. The only guy on rest to pitch this game is Jolys Chacín, who's actually been their best starter.
Is he pitching?
They finally decided that. But there was a debate on should they go bullpen day and hold Chacín off for a wild card game. Because if you lose today, you have that second shot tomorrow. So what would you rather do? Like if you have an ace, and Chacín is their ace technically, you know, what's that? What does that mean? He's okay. He's not that great. Wouldn't you hold that guy off for the wild card game? As opposed to using him now to win the division. It's a tough spot because this is not a world we've ever been in where you have a one-game playoff of the division with the loser going into the wild card game. We haven't had that yet in this era. We've had one-game playoffs. I think one-game playoff for the second wild card spot a couple of years ago that involved Tampa Bay, if memory serves correct. But the Brewers, like you said, decide to go with Chacín, who's going to make the start today. And if they lose, who the heck knows who pitches tomorrow? I don't know where they're. I'd have to do the math on who they have available. I can't imagine it's anybody very appealing.
I guess you look at it like, if we win today, I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I had them off, and then we'll go right to the playoffs.
But isn't that kind of using your ace in Game 6 up 3-2 and not holding them off for Game 7?
Yeah, kind of.
Which we have had opinions on in the past?
Yes, 1973 comes to mind.
Sure. Or on the other side, Jack McKean going with Josh Beckett in Game 6 against
the Yankees.
And it
worked out for him.
It did.
Yeah.
The other really cool thing about today is Christian Yelich has a chance to win the Triple Crown.
Is that true?
That is true. You ready for this? He's one batting average, so that's out.
Right.
Okay. He is down one in home runs. He's down two in RBIs. Here's the problem. That sounds real makeable. Hey, it's a three-run homer. Great. The guys he's chasing are also playing today.
Is that right?
Because remember, this is a regular season game.
Right, right.
Game 163. He's trailing Javi Baez at home runs, who's playing today in that game. And he's trailing Nolan Arenado, I think, for RBIs. Or maybe it's the opposite.
You got it the other way around.
Yeah, I think it's Arenado in home runs, Baez in RBIs. They're both playing today. So it's not simple, hey, Yelich hits a three-run home run, he wins the Triple Crown. You got to keep an eye on those other guys. Mm. And the problem with this game being a regular season game, which I know has been the case throughout Major League history, Bobby Thompson, it was a regular season game. I get that.
Even the Bucky Dent game was.
Bucky Dent, all of it.
Yep.
Here's the problem. And you'll see it today at 1:00 if you watch. 40-man rosters.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. By the way, you know, if Yelich, and here's something to remember, too. If Yelich, like, ties for the lead in home runs and RBIs, he still wins the Triple Crown.
That is correct.
Because that's what happened in 67 with Yaz. Remember, he tied Killebrew, if I'm not mistaken, for the home run lead. I think he had 44 that year. And Killebrew hit the same amount, and he still won a Triple Crown.
And you think that's legit, right?
I guess it is. Yeah. I mean, he still was the leader. You know, he still led the league, right?
And the truth is, with this whole 163, The real reason why no one could even complain about that is how the other guys are getting it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is odd.
Yeah, right, right.
Today is a weird day in baseball because we've never had something like this.
No, no. Well, you've been rooting for this for a long time.
I have been. I want chaos. This isn't really that much chaos.
It's not really chaos because the losers still got a shot.
Yeah, it's kind of organized.
Right.
If you get a five-way tie for two spots, that's chaos.
Right.
This is nice, neatly organized.
And they get an extra day of meaningful games.
Exactly.
That's what they get.
And think about this. The team in the playoffs with the worst record in the National League is the one team that doesn't have to do anything.
Atlanta.
The Braves.
Yes.
It's only by a game. I mean, they still won 90 games, so when I say worst record, I don't mean by a lot.
So where does Atlanta go?
They will go to the winner of the Rocky-Dodger game.
Okay.
The listen to this.
Okay.
The loser of the Rocky-Dodger game plays the loser of the Cub-Brewer game to face the winner of the Cub-Brewer game in the divisional series.
That's great.
So
I don't know if my mind can calculate that right now.
It's simple. Come
I'm
on.
Still thinking about balls going, kicking a field goal at 25-3.
I understand.
I'm punting on fourth down, 25-12 with 4 minutes to go. I'm still thinking about
that
this.
That makes a lot less sense than this scenario. That's for damn sure.
Oh, my God. My head is spinning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.